It's 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Our top story at the top of the hour, a hardline stand against protest violence in Oakland. Last month, protests again became violent, and with more planned over the next couple of days, this could be a critical test of how far Oakland police are willing to go to enforce nighttime restrictions on the streets. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is live in Oakland, where the crowds have been gathering. Tiana?
Well, John, tonight's rally in March is the last event in what has been a day of action across the city. Supporters representing 50 activist groups. They say they want to call attention to the city continuing to marginalize their voices with the recent ban on night protests, and they want to put an end to what they call the war on black lives. Now, earlier, residents from Flatland neighborhoods rallied on the steps of City Hall, calling on the mayor and city council to reinvest in public services, citing crumbling roads and blighted neighborhoods. Activists are also demanding the creation of a Department of Race and Equity, especially as the city's historic black and brown populations continue to be pushed out of the city due to skyrocketing housing costs and a lack of jobs. Protesters attempted to reach several public officials in their offices today. So far, they say none of them responded. Live in Oakland, I'm Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
An estimated 60 wildfires are burning across Northern California tonight. Cal Fire says they were ignited by 2,600 lightning strikes brought on by the remnants of Hurricane and Tropical Storm Blanca. The summer fire season begins on Monday.
That's about what you need to live around here. Anything less than that, you're just kind of living.
Well, just when you thought the cost of living couldn't go any higher, there is this news out of the Silicon Valley. Here's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
Single renters need to make an average of $65 an hour to afford the average rent.
It's a lot of money for $65 an hour for making a wage to live in San Jose.
$65 an hour. That sounds, that's a pretty good salary.
Good Lord.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of money.
Currently, the average rent in the Silicon Valley is $3,287.
And in case you didn't do the math, that is just over $135,000 a year. The cost of cleaning up last month's oil spill along the Santa Barbara coast is now pushing $70 million. The company behind the spill, Plains All American, says the costs are running $3 million a day and there is no timetable for completing cleanup. In New York, still no sign of two convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison. Correspondent Jean Casares says investigators are still looking closely at a woman who worked with the men inside the prison.
Investigators are leaving no stone unturned in the search for convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat. Questioning prison employees like Joyce Mitchell, who has worked at the prison since 2008 and is known to have had contact with the escaped inmates working in the prison's tailoring shop.
Sweat killed a police officer. Matt murdered his boss and then dismembered him. An East Bay toddler is recovering from a snake bite tonight. It happened in Pittsburgh, and as KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports, there is a rattlesnake problem, but more importantly, it too can be traced to the drought.
The giant kangaroo rat is being hammered.
The giant kangaroo rat is at the bottom of the food chain and is dying out because of lack of water and plant life. And when snakes can't find food in the wild, they venture. Justin Brashears is a UC Berkeley ecologist.
You know, when the bottom falls out on these ecosystems, everyone feels the pain.
Ecosystems from throughout the state, from Bay Area marshes to the Mojave Desert.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
April 15th is come and gone. You filed your taxes on time and you owe, but you can't pay. What are you going to do? Well, I'd suggest you call my pal Steve Moskowitz at the law offices of Moskowitz LLP. Steve and his team will work something out for the IRS for you. They'll work out an offer and compromise. The way that works is you pay part of what you owe and the government forgives the rest. If you'll be able to pay, but you can't pay it all in one lump sum, they'll work out an installment agreement where you make monthly payments. If you're in really bad shape, there's also a hardship deferral. The way that works is the IRS leaves you alone because of your circumstances. There's penalty abatement where the IRS forgives the penalties for certain reasons. And if you are in the unfortunate situation where you've had your paycheck seized, Steve Moskowitz and his team will work hard to get those paychecks released by the government. So give them a call. The law offices of Moskowitz LLP at 1-888-TAX-DEAL. 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 Tell them Dopey sent you.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center. Lee? Oh, Lee.
John?
Aha. There, I knew you were there.
Thanks, man. This look at traffic's brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Plenty of stuff going on in the South Bay. Santa Clara, southbound 101 at De La Cruz, a possible stalled vehicle there, but no lane details. And back at Great America Parkway, there is a family of ducks on the right shoulder and separated ducklings in the center divider. So there's this guy that parked, got out, and is trying to help save the ducklings. Traffic is very, very heavy in large stretches back to Embarcadero Road in Palo Alto. And in San Jose, southbound 87 at Kirtner Avenue, a four-vehicle accident there in the second lane. One of those vehicles possibly catching fire. You're solid back to 280. In Emeryville, 80 eastbound at Powell Street and out of the an accident out of the road now. Traffic still solid back to West Grand on northbound 880. Once you get past that wreck, you're still going to be stop and go to University Avenue in Berkeley. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call them at 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And who can resist a school of ducks?
It's irresistible.
In sports, one day after rookie pitcher Chris Heston pitched a no-hitter, the Giants still on the roll, leading the New York Mets 7-4, bottom of the eighth inning. And the A's and the Texas Rangers just minutes away from first pitch over at the O.co. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The last of the showers will be through the Bay Area by later on this evening. Tomorrow morning, watch out for that fog, mid-50s to low 60s out the door. For the afternoon hours, it's sunshine with a rebound in the temperatures, mid-60s to low 90s. You like it hot? Well, the heat is returning. Friday, upper 90s inland.
In the United States today, despite all of our medical advances and all the things we have to offer people, still is understood a little bit better to include not just the heart, but also...
Okay, we've got some technical problems, it seems. Those temperatures are going to stay with us pretty much through the entire weekend. Up next is the Drex Radio Show. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to put on the radio!
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, live and local in the Bay, along with the Heather program on KGO. And join us. Well, you can join us anywhere by streaming us at KGOradio.com or download the app today in the App Store, wherever you get your apps at. At KGO Radio. And join us on Facebook, also KGO Radio, or Twitter, Generation Drex. Do we get all the socials?
Good Lord, we get around. Not really. You can also text us if you have anything to say, grumpy or otherwise.
I'm sure
the number's 35253. Use that keyword Drex so it stands out to me.
We're getting ready to introduce our first guest, and I've been listening to this go back and forth, and we're going to have Sam Singer in here, and he's going to discuss what's going to be happening
with the proposed Warriors Arena, and it's been heating up ever since an environmental impact report came out last Friday from the city.
Essentially, what the city and the Warriors are trying to do is jam an elephant into a VW. And some of us tend to agree, others disagree.
Depends Sam who said that?
Sam said that.
Wow.
I don't think the agency director, Ken Rich, appreciates that, but... There's an argument on each side, and we're going to get to it. And it is a big deal because they're spending $1 billion on the arena, and he has a lot
to say. Yeah, Ken
Rich
is going to need to come up with some colorful language of what it's like.
The two of them.
All I know is I looked at a picture, and I don't see a parking lot, of the proposed arena. Oh, it's beautiful. I don't see a parking lot. I just don't.
And I don't think there are going to be many parking spaces. I think that's
the
whole point. Yes, public transportation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, people love that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah, we might be on the same page. We're going to have – we did, with all due transparency, we did invite Ken Rich to join us. But we haven't heard back from him.
Press time.
Yes, I think John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom can step in.
Oh, he's going to be our Ken Rich. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yes. So a couple random facts for a Wednesday. We always start with random facts. Have you seen many Hummers around lately? Well, you haven't, because the sales have dropped 95% from 2006 to 2010. But Tesla today announced that their sales grew 50% in the last year. And, you know, they expect it to continue growing by
for
the next many years. And that's an crazy, amazing number.
I meant to buy stock 2 years ago. I still should, but anyway.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Very funny, though, but it's kind of like karma. You know, you just wait for it, and then rational, sane people come around. I always hated the look of a Hummer. I almost had to, like, peek inside and go, what kind of D-bag? You know? They're just so awful.
Arnold. Arnold started it all.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay, no shortage of D-bags in Hollywood. Okay.
By the way, Wilt Chamberlain, let's talk about the NBA for a second. Wilt Chamberlain scored 60 points or more than 32 times in his entire NBA career. No one else has ever done that more than five times. The two guys who have done it five times are Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And that brings us around to the finals, which we'll get back to tomorrow night. And I will say this, it's been an incredible series so far. Obviously, we would like to win again, and we're hoping for that to happen tomorrow night in Cleveland.
We're getting it together as we speak. But I know all of the Warriors are meditating
Yes, but this is great. So I think the wonderful thing about what's happening is that America is watching. Unlike last year when it was Miami and San Antonio, I think nobody gave a damn. This year, game one and two of the finals, number one and two for the week.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Huh. I wonder what
18 and 20 million
that to.
People. Well, people are just interested. LeBron and Steph. Mm-hmm, that's what it's all about. Oh, by the way.
Well, and we haven't had such a been in the playoffs in a long time, so maybe that sort of ups the ante.
I think so. But this is fun. Jimmy Kimmel played a montage of the Cavaliers coach. I mean, the Cavaliers coach, David Blatt, says a lot. Oh. And so he did a montage of that.
One of the more cherished rituals of the NBA Finals is the post-game press conference. Sometimes they're better than the games themselves. This year, we have the eloquence of Cavaliers coach David Blatt. Now, Coach Blatt says a lot. So much so that we had no choice but to collect them and do this.
We kind of dropped
The Cavaliers are going down tomorrow night, faux show. Then they can bring it home for the weekend.
It's true. I read it on the internet.
Oh, well, then it has to be a thing. It has to be for real. Okay. I thought this was kind of cool. You know, my old city, yes, Chicago, they are in the championships too. They are going once again for the Blackhawks are going to win the NHL. And they're playing the Tampa Lightning. But you'll love this. What's the biggest complaint about watching hockey? Trying to follow the damn puck? Yeah, that's always one thing. There isn't enough scoring? Well, there's too much fighting? Well, that's a wonderful thing. There's not enough fighting? There should be more. But NBC Sports Chairman Mark Lazarus has one beef about it. He doesn't like the tradition where hockey players grow playoff beards because it obscures their handsome good looks. He said to the Tribune, the players won't like this, but I wish they would all stop growing beards in the postseason. Let's get their faces out there. Let's talk about how young and attractive they are, what model citizens they are. He adds the growing,
Who's saying this? Like Karl Lagerfeld or somebody?
Well, he's the sports chairman for NBC. He added that shaving would bring, quote, more recognition with the fans saying, that guy looks like the kid next door, which many of these guys do. I think it would be a nice thing. Lazarus has discussed this with NHL officials and the NHL Players Association, but they don't want to listen to me, he says. And they
won't. Of course not.
Look, the beard thing's a tradition. It's just like hockey's a tradition in Chicago, and it's
that
not
is interesting,
stop.
Though. Yeah. If I'm, I don't know, Gillette or Old Spice, I'd be jumping on that. Like, get those guys in an ad for when they shave it off afterwards.
That's a possibility, but, you know, everybody, is
I have so many good ideas.
People are paranoid. They have their traditions and they stick to them. And the beard, the post-season beard thing is a thing. It's not going away. All right, this is a thing. The Golden State Warriors and the city of San Francisco wanting to build the billion-dollar arena next door to AT&T Park. What do you think? Yes or no? Parking, congestion, driving, you stuck in it right now?
Or do you have questions? Are you curious as to what exactly is going on with this plan? Because it does seem to be a little confusing. Yes. And in any regard, feel free to weigh in via text at 35253. Use that keyword, Drex.
And from the Mission Bay Alliance, we will invite Sam Singer into the studio next to discuss. Get on the lines now if you want to comment. I mean, this has been very contentious from the get-go. 808-0810. We'll discuss it coming up. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In Milpitas, northbound 880 at Dixon Landing, an accident there in the left lane. This one just happened a few minutes ago. Your stop and go back to 237. San Jose, southbound 87 at Kirtner Avenue, a four-vehicle accident there, still in the second lane. One of those vehicles did catch fire, so the fire department is there, and they're blocking the far left lane. You're still jammed solid back to 280. In Emeryville, 80 eastbound at Powell Street, an accident there has been out of the road for several minutes, but traffic is still jammed back to the maze. It is unwinding fairly rapidly. Once you get past that wreck site, though, you're still going to be heavy up to about University Avenue in Berkeley. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
KGO 810 is sending you to the opera. Don't miss the San Francisco Opera's presentation of Berlioz's The Trojans, the story of the tragic fall of Troy, the passionate love of two great leaders, and the urgent pull of destiny. To win, visit the contest page at kgoradio.com or buy tickets at sfopera.com. Don't miss the San Francisco Opera's performance of The Trojans from KGO 810.
KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros. CertaPro to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at CertaPro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C, 800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, if you want to get into a fight, you start talking about the Warriors wanting to move out of Oakland over to San Francisco, and the bells will ring. The sirens will go off. All about the Golden State Warriors. Let's say good evening. That's for sure we are. Let's say good evening to my guest. It's Sam Singer from the Mission Bay Alliance.
Good evening, Drex.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
In studio.
Well, listen, it's beautiful. Congratulations on KGO's new studios. These are fabulous. It's great to be here with you and Heather and the great John Lobertini. So it's a treat.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see about that. He may play the part of Ken Rich.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Ken Rich does a good job, and I know John will, too.
I know you guys have been going at it. So let's start with the basics. Why, and I love your quote, essentially the city and the Warriors are trying to do, what they're trying to do is jam an elephant into a Volkswagen. Let's start with that.
They are, unfortunately. You know, the Mission Bay Alliance opposes the Warriors arena at Mission Bay because UCSF and biosciences are very important to San Francisco's future. And this area was not planned for an 18,000-seat stadium, 18,500-seat stadium, with a total of 200 parking spaces dedicated to it. That is, in fact, like trying to jam an elephant into a Volkswagen. We're very concerned about the future of San Francisco. We're concerned about the future of UCSF, about emergency vehicles being able to get there, about doctors and nurses getting there. And San Francisco really bet its future in Mission Bay on biosciences back in the 80s, and it has become the worldwide hub of biosciences. We're making incredible inroads, and San Francisco is the place to be for finding cures to absolutely life-threatening problems. And it's just not a good idea to trade that for traffic and a Fisherman's Wharf-style arena there.
Well, Sam, let's talk about this. You have the ballpark that was built with very few parking spaces, just like this arena, and the idea is that you would force people to take public transit, which is what they've done. We're also here, I mean, the arena for just the Warriors, maybe 40, 50 nights a year. Again, public transit, it's an 18,500-seat arena. And the proponents of the deal say that, you know, those activities aren't going to take place on the same nights the Giants are playing, or rarely. What's the, I mean, what really, I mean, how are another 18,000 people a problem when the Giants are playing, you've got, you know, 2.5 times that many?
You're asking a very good question, and let me make sense of that. And that is, first of all, the Giants Stadium is a downtown San Francisco stadium. It is a metropolitan, citified stadium that you can walk to. BART is a half mile from it. BART is going to be 2 miles, 1.8 miles to be exact, from the nearest BART station to the Mission Bay Warriors Arena. That's a much bigger schlep than has been envisioned. Also, it's not a downtown stadium. It's a stadium that's being sort of horseshoed into a neighborhood that was created for research, biosciences, and that UCSF became the hub of. There is no other place in the United States where there is an 18,500-seat major NBA stadium dead across the street from a major hospital.
But I mean, you can see, I mean, from AT&T Park right now, you can see that cluster of buildings, the UCSF buildings, practically from AT&T Park. You've already got, what do you have, the Cirque du Soleil tent across the street. I mean, there's already some activity in the area. Again,
there is no, John, you made a good, I'm sorry, Heather, go ahead.
Well, Cirque du Soleil is when the Giants aren't playing.
Well, but and the same argument's being made that the Warriors wouldn't be playing on the same nights the Giants are playing.
But I don't buy into that. They're saying between 0 and 2, and I don't buy that overlap. So let's just run with this for a second. So if it is 0 to 2, and by the way, I love the argument, well, and by the way, everyone will just love it if they do overlap because that means everyone's doing well. No. There are people out there who are not about being crushed in gridlock.
You know what? If you don't want to be crushed, then you don't live in San Francisco.
No, John.
Anybody who lives in San Francisco knows that they are fighting people, they're fighting traffic, they're fighting crowds.
But they don't want it doubled down on. I don't think so. I make this argument. My significant other works right across the street here. Any given day for her to go to Oakland, 15.8 miles takes her an hour and a half. Wow. Now, and so if it takes her 2.5 hours or two hours, or she has to commute daily 3 to 4 hours, that's a big deal.
But that stadium's not going to impact that. You've got an arena with 200 parking spaces and people walking the streets.
Heather has to speak over Lobertini.
She can.
Rex,
sure
about
that.
Come on. I just feel like there's some sort of fantasy going on and that we're being sold a bill of goods, and something reeks about how this is going to be manageable. And oddly enough, I live in that area. On my way home last night, I stopped to get gas, and there was a UCSF Benioff ambulance getting gas as well. Side story, I'm sure the guy thought I was trying to pick him up, and he was super hot. But I was like, hey, surprise. Let me ask you something.
Paramedic, fireman.
You handsome thing.
Heather.
What do you think about this stadium going in over there? And he said, well, it's already really hard to drive anywhere in San Francisco. And I think it was sort of the dot, dot, dot. So, of course, adding a 18,000-seat stadium will make it worse. And I realize that they're talking about having bus lanes that the ambulances can use, but at the same time, haven't we all been in that gridlock situation? And you hear sirens go on behind you, and you realize that they have nowhere to go. Somebody's in the back of that thing, choking, gagging, dying, you know, as we speak.
No, absolutely. And I think part of the problem is, you know, it's not just the ambulances getting there. It's the nurses. It's the doctors. It's the people who work there, the technicians. It's, you know, they already have enough issues trying to get there as it is. But here's the other thing. I want to go back to something that John said, because it miscast this. And I think that the Warriors and the city are miscasting this. This is not just about 40 home games for the Warriors where there's 18,500 people there sold out 40 times a year for their 40 home games. This is 225 events that are going to be any hour of the day. And only 20% of those are Warriors games out of the 225 events that they have planned for this stadium.
Sure.
So this is essentially a convention center dead across the street from a major hospital.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the thing that kills the golden egg of bioscience and UCSF, because people aren't going to be able to reach that hospital.
And that may be true. Right. But to make the argument that this arena is going to bring more automobile traffic into the area is only slightly true. There are only 200 parking spaces there. It is going to be as the Giants Stadium is. People are going to take public transit. And, you know, you have to take it to know what it's really like.
Part of the problem is, and as you read the EIR, and it's a very weighty document, but it's worthwhile reading.
23,000 pages?
No, it's 2,300 pages. 2,300 pages or 20-something.
give or take.
But to be charitable, it's tough reading, but it's worthwhile looking at it, because the words that you continually see in there is unavoidable and significant issue. Traffic, unavoidable and significant issue. Congestion, unavoidable and significant issue. Noise, unavoidable and significant issue. And you're right across the street from a children's hospital, a cancer center, and a main hospital. That's not the right kind of thing to put in that.
Okay,
place.
I've got to take a break here, and we're going to check in with John with the news, and then we'll be back to discuss this. 808-0810 is the number as we continue with Sam Singer, and we're discussing whether or not the Warriors should build where they want to build, right beside AT&T and the hospital. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, anxious moments in San Leandro tonight. For a time tonight, police ordered residents in one section of that city to stay inside their homes as they combed the area for an armed robbery suspect. It happened in an area bordered by Dutton Avenue, Glen Drive, MacArthur Boulevard, and Chetland Avenue. That suspect finally caught about 45 minutes later.
There isn't a better way for me to honor my late husband than to stand here today and tell our story.
The U.S. Supreme Court could rule any day on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, and the man who started it all came to San Francisco today. Here's KGO 810 Scott Letiri.
Jim Obergefell and his longtime partner John Arthur were married in 2013, shortly before Arthur died. Officials in his home state of Ohio challenged the legality of the marriage and won.
To this day, my home state wants nothing more than to erase our 20-year relationship, to erase our marriage.
Obergefell, along with City Attorney Dennis Herrera and Chad Griffin, president of the Human Rights Commission, gathered on the mayor's balcony and pledged to continue the fight regardless of what the high court rules.
Well-known sportscaster Bob Costas coming down hard on ESPN for awarding Caitlyn Jenner the 2015 Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Bob Costas says the decision by ESPN is a, quote, crass exploitation play. He made those comments on the Dan Patrick Show and said while he believes Jenner's decision to make the transition from being a man to a woman is courageous, he thinks the show could have found someone who is more actively involved in sports right now to give the award to. Jenner won the gold medal in the decathlon back in 1976 when she was Bruce Jenner.
An incredibly sad story out of Vacaville tonight. A six-year-old girl is dead after she was mistakenly hit by a truck driven by her grandfather.
When the bomb squad arrived, they immediately had us warn the neighbors of the potential dangers.
An explosive discovery in San Francisco today. Police uncovered a cache of weapons and explosives while serving warrants on two robbery suspects. Here's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Cops found 28 guns total, 22 of them assault weapons, when they executed a search warrant in South San Francisco. Lieutenant Bill Bracconi says many of those guns were meant to be sold on the streets of the Bayview.
Assault weapons are used very often as weapons in the gunfights that very frequently ensue in the Bayview.
He says they also found bomb-making materials and destructive devices.
There is another push to overhaul Proposition 13, that historic law that capped property taxes several decades ago. As KGO 810's Paul Rogers reports, East Bay Senator Lonnie Hancock is leading the charge.
The law was passed 37 years ago and property taxes were skyrocketing along with land values, but Hancock says there's a big loophole.
Commercial and industrial property can restructure itself so it never has to pay taxes on the increased value of its land. They are not paying their fair share.
The measure would allow for regular reassessments of commercial property, ensuring they're taxed at rates closer to the current market value.
Of course, the bill would have to pass both houses of the legislature and get the signature of Governor Jerry Brown. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Doris in Atherton.
Drive, so I can't get to your showroom.
Then we'll bring the Conklin Brothers showroom to you.
What, you've got a van with a few selected items you want to unload?
No, we have a van filled with carpet, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, and ceramic tile. Whatever you want to see. Complete with a Conklin Brothers flooring expert.
Probably some high-pressure salesman.
No pressure, Doris. At Conklin Brothers, we want you to have the best shopping experience ever.
Showroom.
Just go to ConklinBrothers.com, schedule online, or call us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
All right, just one more thing. About your carpet expert.
What's that, Doris?
Make sure he's a stud muffin.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Doris.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Back to San Jose, southbound 87 at Kirtner Avenue. It's a six-vehicle accident in the second lane there, and one of those on fire. The fire department's got the left lane taken out, so traffic is still barely moving. Now, back to about west San Fernando Street. 80 eastbound at Treasure Island, a pickup stalled out there in lane 5. The good news is no jam up from that, though eastbound on the Skyway is a parking lot from Fremont back to 101. And in the city, northbound 101 just after 16th, getting a report of an accident there, but no lane details. Traffic is crawling back to just before Cesar Chavez. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, one day after rookie pitcher Chris Heston pitched a no-hitter against the New York Mets, the Giants said take care of the Mets again. Final score, 8-5. The A's up now 1-0 over at O.co against the Texas Rangers. They are in the top of the second inning. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Rain peppered the Bay Area today. It's on its way out right now. So what's next? Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Fog's going to be around at the beaches tomorrow morning when you get going, so allow a little more time for your commute. And then for the afternoon hours, temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Inland areas where you're seeing the sun, low 90s. The bottom line is it's not going to be as sticky tomorrow, so hopefully you'll be able to enjoy the weather. On Friday, we'll call it warm to hot, upper 60s to upper 90s.
And you can expect that all the way through the weekend. Right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies around the Bay Area. It's 71 degrees in Napa, 77 in Santa Cruz, 71 in Oakland, 70 in San Jose, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. Sam Singer is our guest, and we're talking about the Warriors building their billion-dollar stadium, their arena, in downtown San Francisco, across from the hospital and beside AT&T Park. And Sam Singer with the Mission Bay Alliance is with us. And Sam, we have a phone call. Let's go to David in Sacramento. David, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So what is your comment?
My comment is I'm getting sick of these people or multi-billionaires that are building these stupid stadiums and say that, oh, it's going to create jobs. What, $8 an hour job? How in the hell can you live with that, you know, with the high price of living in San Francisco? That's totally ridiculous when people say it creates jobs. It's not for the poor. It's for the rich. For those people that sell the most expensive seats up there to the corporations where people cannot even afford it. It's ridiculous.
On that tip, you know, thank you very much, David, for the call. We just heard a KGO story where the average person has to make $65 an hour to live in the South Bay in San Jose. So I would imagine it's probably $85 in San Francisco.
It's got to be very expensive in San Francisco, I think.
So he makes a point.
He does make a very good point. I think one of the things that when you look at the Warriors and the city's EIR is it says that this stadium is going to produce $14 million with an M in taxes every year. Now, if you compare that with biosciences, which contribute $4 billion with a B to San Francisco's economy every year, you're really looking at apples and oranges. And
wow.
You're also, you know, it's a significant part of San Francisco's economy. One in five jobs in San Francisco is a bioscience job. There's 100+ startups in Mission Bay in San Francisco that are devoted to biosciences, devoted to finding, you know, cures to incurable diseases, at least ones that are incurable now. You know, look, we love the Warriors. I think everybody's rooting for them. I'm a season ticket holder.
There's no doubt about it.
But so the issue becomes, what's the right place for them? And this just isn't the right place. Maybe further downtown where it really isn't a metropolitan area. Somebody was suggesting the other day that the Cow Palace would be a great place.
Oh.
Yes, we discussed that. Heather
yes, I'm sorry.
I
was listening. Yes, I was listening. I was listening to you guys. So, you know, those are all very good suggestions. But, you know, it's just the mayor has been blinded by making this a legacy project in this administration. Yeah. And what he's got to do is sort of open his eyes and say, this isn't right for San Francisco and Mission Bay.
Yeah, and we want to continue loving the Warriors. So do something that doesn't negatively impact this up-and-coming side of San Francisco. So the good news is, believe me, I was apoplectic when it was planned for Pier 3032. So when I saw it move further south, I was like, that's exactly the direction I wanted it to go. But is there any land? I see a lot of hulls of former factories, et cetera, further south toward Bayview and Hunters Point, where I think you have a very willing and very able workforce. Is that...
You know, Heather, you may be onto something. And you know, we don't want to tell the Warriors where they ought to put their stadium. But we're not sure that they didn't just rush into this. And I think that's what happened.
That's the vibe I get. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, when 3032 didn't work out for them, essentially they rushed immediately to find, a makeup spot.
And yeah, it's like they were having beers at Kelly's Mission Rock and went, well, what's going on with that patch of dirt across the street?
And I think, you know, exactly. And with that sort of rush that went into this, there wasn't the thinking about the impact on traffic, the impact on UCSF, the impact on biosciences. And it really is, it's just not well thought out enough. And San Francisco really ought to look at this, not with rose-colored glasses because everybody loves the Warriors, but is it right for an area that was created and designed for biosciences and UCSF hospitals? Or are we going to trade all the benefits of that, the high-paying jobs, the advances in science for a Warriors stadium that's going to clog our community?
Well, and back to the Mayor Ed Lee, and I am a fan of his, but I don't think this is the legacy issue. I think it'll be the legacy that you don't want in 10 or 20 years. Reflecting back on it.
I think that's really true. And I think, you know, part of the big issue here is, and I think that's the struggle for a lot of people is, you know, everybody really has great admiration for the mayor. They're big fans of Ed Lee's.
Yes.
They love the Warriors. They want to see them beat the Cavs. They're excited about having an NBA team in San Francisco, and who wouldn't be? They're still hurting from having lost the 49ers to Santa Clara. But I think when you do something of this scope and magnitude, you got to be thoughtful, you have to be strategic, and you got to take your time and not rush into it.
Well, let me ask you this, Sam, and if this were downtown at perhaps Moscone in that area of the city, then as John said, people would for sure have to use public transit. And that might make more sense. Moscone's already there, so that's not going to happen. But if it were a Madison Square Garden type center.
If this were a Madison Square type center that was absolutely in the heart of downtown, where you could step off a BART station, where you could get off a Muni line, where you could get off an AC transit bus, it'd be a different thing because there isn't the parking to accommodate it, so people aren't gonna bring their cars. Plus, people are going to walk to it. That's been the success, I think, of the Giant Stadium, is that people do walk to it. But I think when people really look at it, again, without rose-colored glasses on the Giant Stadium, they see that it's contributed a substantial amount of traffic, even though there isn't parking
yes.
with it as well.
Oh, yeah. We see
and we
it.
Are so not New York. We're just not, you know?
Well, and the other part, and I'm going to call it spin because that's just the way I feel about it. The designated hospital-only lane coming off of the Mariposa exit off of Interstate 280 and the discussion of the number of control officers that they will deploy. I see what happens in the gridlock that happens and goes on downtown. People get in those lanes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And who's to say that they're not going to anyway?
Right. The bus-only lanes now are jammed with non-buses, with cabs, with regular people who are so frustrated by the amount of traffic right now and congestion that they're getting in those. And I think that's also part of the problem with what the city's trying to do. They're trying to shoehorn this stadium into this space, and they don't have the transportation. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the presence there to make this really work. And so now with smoke and mirrors and Band-Aids, they're trying to say, look, we can make this happen. But the reality is this is a giant disaster heading our way unless we wake up and say no.
Right. And adding $40 million on the public transit improvement with the third I guess actually it's four new T3rd streetcars. Well, that's nice to talk about, but still, as you said, it's 1.8 miles from
BART. You're absolutely onto something. One of the things that I think really ought to be concern of the public and starting to get picked up on by the public and the press is that Joe Lacob and Mr. Gruber, the owners of the Warriors, said, oh, this is a 100% privately financed stadium. Well, we've already seen the city step forward just in the last week and sort of say, well, there's $40 million improvements that we have to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a very good Matieran Ross piece in the San Francisco Chronicle about a month back about how they want to tear down 280, which would create further congestion, move the existing Caltrain lot that's at 4th Street, taking it away from the Giants and sort of moving it closer to the Warriors. There's hundreds of millions of dollars they're spending in order to entice a couple billionaires to put their
stadium
there.
Wait, move Caltrain where?
They want to move Caltrain.
They want to pick up that station and put it someplace else.
Good.
And the rip down to the 280 extension.
They're trying. This are all done with the effort to try to entice the Warriors and to overcome the obstacles in this EIR.
Okay,
all
right. So there's already a Caltrain station at 22nd, so move that stadium closer to that station. My God.
All right, let's clarify at least one point here. People come in on BART, they get off the Embarcadero station, they go up one floor, and they get on a streetcar. And the streetcar takes them down to AT&T Park.
Yes.
That would get you right to that point where this proposed streetcar that would be part of the arena could then shuttle more people to the arena.
So it's not as if
people are coming into BART, they're getting off at BART at Embarcadero and walking across or deciding, I'm not going to walk, so I'm going to drive.
Miles.
Well, but they don't have to. That's just it. There's a connection there. There the people take that streetcar and they get dropped off right in front of AT&T every day.
That same streetcar goes all the way down 3rd Street and into Sunnydale, so you can move your stadium out that way. Hey, can we talk to Scott in Santa Cruz really quick?
Yes.
He has another idea of where to put it.
Sure. Scott, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi. Well, right now they're tearing down the old 49ers stadium called Candlestick. Why not put it there?
Well, that's a good question.
Thank you very much. That'll never happen.
There's no public transit there, though, we know. Well, there's buses.
That's already earmarked for commercial development.
Oh, right. And condos, right?
Condos. And yeah, no, that's not.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott.
Affordable housing. But, well, that's needed.
It's
affordable housing?
Yeah, it's, well, in theory.
Okay.
San Francisco affordable. But we should also note that the Warriors aren't asking for any public money unless you're talking about infrastructure improvements. This is not the kind of deal that you would see in many cities around America where they're asking for that taxes be passed and that the city make a public investment. The Giants only asked, can we build at China Basin? And, you know, South of Market was a dump until they did that. Same thing here. They're willing to put up all the dollars to build that arena. The question is, can you work out your differences with Sam Singer and UCSF?
Mission Bay Alliance and UCSF. Hey,
you know what? That is a formidable task.
That is. I thank you so much for saying so.
Let me take a quick break here, if we could, and I'll let you answer that on the way back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Let's go to the Traffic Center with Lee Graham. Good evening, Lee.
Thank you, Drex, and good evening. Look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. Still in San Jose, southbound 87 at Kirtner Avenue. It's a very serious six-vehicle accident there that's had the second lane taken out for a while now. And the fire department is in the left lane because one of those vehicles was catching on fire. So traffic is still very, very slow back to West San Fernando Street. And overflow on southbound 280 is creating minor delays back to about Meridian from 87. 80 eastbound at Treasure Island, a pickup stalled out there in lane 5. Causing some minor slowdowns on the lower deck. Northbound 101 in the city just after 16th, an accident there has been cleared. The bad news is that traffic on northbound 101 is still a parking lot itself, back to just before Cesar Chavez. And in Marin, something to watch out for. Northbound 101, just before you get to the Waldo Tunnel, you got a stalled car in the second lane. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
KGOA 10 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the events page at kgoradio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City from KGO 810.
Planning for and transitioning into retirement is much more complicated and difficult today than it was 20 years ago. It's challenging, yes, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters program, airing here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region and, I'm happy to announce, is now on KGO. My co-host Pat McLean and I are both credentialed financial advisors who have been spending the past 20 years helping folks like yourself plan for and transition into retirement. Our firm, Hansen McLean Advisors, has helped thousands of individuals and families and would like to be assistance to you as well. We think you'll appreciate the way we tackle financial questions on the air with our practical, common-sense approach to investment planning. You'll find our show is not only informative, but also a little bit amusing and even a little irreverent to Wall Street. We look forward to being with you this Saturday at 4 p.m. right after Consumer News with Michael Finney. To learn more about the show, as well as Hansen McLean, simply visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hang on with the Mission Bay Alliance. Yes, we love our Warriors, but some people don't think it's a good idea to build a brand new Warriors arena down by AT&T and across from the hospital. Traffic nightmare. But Sam Singer is here with the Mission Bay Alliance, and he opposes that site. Definitely is a Warriors fan, and I think we all are. Well, I don't have to think. We know we all are. And there are just other choices that may be better. But let's go to the phone. Who do we have here?
David in San Francisco.
David, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi. So I think there's like a couple things. One is that regardless of where you put the stadium, no matter where in San Francisco, you're going to have some impact of some kind, might be more or less here or there. But nothing that Mr. Singer has mentioned seems to be exclusive to this Mission Bay area. I think if you put it in most parts of San Francisco, you're going to have similar issues, similar.
Have you driven down 3rd Street or Illinois in San Francisco? Ever?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like if you put it in most parts of San Francisco, there's going to be issues with that. And if you put it in certain remote parts of San Francisco, if there is such a thing, you're going to have other issues with access to public transit.
Okay, so if you go down 3rd or Illinois, there is a lot of space, and there's 280 and 101 and the light rail. So I'm not getting your point.
Well, the problem is, my point is that wherever you put the stadium, you're going to have certain issues. You happen to be familiar with that particular area. If you put it somewhere else in the city, if you put it, you know, wherever you put it, somebody's going to have a similar complaint, which tends to be the similar problem.
Well, everybody's going to do the NIMBY thing.
I disagree.
Thank you very much, David. No, but I'm saying everybody's going to have the NIMBY. Not in my backyard.
I don't think so. I think that Bayview and Hunters Point would love to have this.
Oh, well, I know who would not have the NIMBY issue, and that would be the city of Oakland.
Well, you know, I'm sure the city of Oakland, you know, looks at our opposition to this probably kindly because, you know, they've had the Warriors for the many years that they've had now, I'm assuming 40-plus now, at the Oakland Coliseum and, you know, as everybody calls it. And, you know, those are fans and those are people who really made that team. And now Joe Lacob and the Warriors organization are turning their back on Oakland, wanting to head to San Francisco. And that's perfectly fine. That's to San Francisco's benefit. But I think, you know, everybody has to ask, well, if that's how they treat the fans in the city of Oakland that have birthed this team and made it an NBA championship finalist, how are they going to treat San Francisco? And I think that's a big question we all have to ask.
Sam, Lacob and the Warriors are hot to trot to move to San Francisco. I know that the teams, when they come to the Bay Area, they stay in San Francisco. Does the value of the team increase if it moves from Oakland to San Francisco?
Yes, it's been estimated that the value of the Warriors is somewhere close to $1 billion. But by having their own stadium here and by being in San Francisco proper, that the value of the team will be $2 billion plus. So we got to look at, you know, do we really want to help? Do we need to help a couple of guys who are billionaires already put another $1 billion in their pocket? Or do what we want to do instead is take care of biosciences, help people who are trying to get access to health care, and continue to use Mission Bay for what it was designed for, which is research and health care?
This is the second Bayfront location. There was that one that was basically in the shadows of the Bay Bridge. There's now this. Are there any other waterfront locations? I know that, you know, the Bayview and the Candlestick area has been reconfigured to accommodate new housing and the commercial stuff we talked about. Is there any other spot along the bay that might work?
John, that's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that because, you know, we're not trying to cite the next place where the Warriors ought to put their stadium. What we're trying to do really is raise the realistic and logical questions about, is it appropriate to put an 18,500-seat stadium with 225 planned events during the daytime, during the nighttime, dead across the street from three major American hospitals and in an area that was never designed to have an 18,500-seat stadium?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sam Singer, for coming in here and discussing what's going on with the Mission Bay Alliance, their side. I know there's two sides to every story, so we'll see how this ends. What is next, quickly, though?
Well, we're going to be continuing to look at the environmental impact report that was put out by the city and respond to it with our attorneys as they go through it now with a fine-tooth comb. And we're going to continue to ask the people of San Francisco to take a hard look about what they really want. Do they want to continue to promote life-saving biosciences and have access to a hospital, or do they want to have a Warriors stadium that's really going to severely impact Mission Bay and really lead to the loss of bioscience and research companies there?
All right. Thank you very much,
Sam
Singer.
Thank you. And they can weigh in at, is it missionbayalliance.com?
We are at missionbayalliance.com.org. Come on in and visit us. We'd love to have you.
Perfect.
Right. Have a great night. We'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
If you're thinking about switching wireless carriers, MetroPCS would like to say, think fast. Right now, get a free 4G LTE smartphone just for switching, sales tax not included, like the LG Leon LTE. You also get unlimited data, talk, and text on the nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. That's not just thinking fast, that is fast. Now at MetroPCS.
Limited time offer, price after instant rebate. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or MetroPCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.